It is my observation that most Catholics, even good Catholics, will go to Mass on Sunday and have not looked at any of the readings yet, not even the Gospel. This isn't good because God speaks through the readings. When we hear the reading for the first time, what's happening is I'm taking in information. I'm just listening to it to figure out what's actually happening, what's being said. But the Lord in the scripture readings wants to speak to our hearts through the reading. So if you've read it a couple of times before and you're reading through it prayerfully or you've heard it before, you can listen with a deeper sense, with the ear of your heart. Did you know that the word heart, if you take off the H and you take off the T, there's an ear inside of your heart? So you're listening to the reading with the ear of your heart. But that's impossible to do, or very difficult to do, if you've not gone over the reading yet. So what I'm going to do in this video, because the reading for this week is so important, what I'm going to do in this video, what I want you to do, is I'm going to go over the gospel passage with you. I will read it through one time very slowly, and then I'm going to share with you what has stood out in my heart when I listened to it with the ear of my heart before the Blessed Sacrament. Now, you might say, well, this is just like a homily on Sunday. No, this is better. Not because what I'm going to say is better than what your priest might say, but because this way, when you go to Mass on Sunday, you've already heard it. You're not trying to figure out what's happening. You're able to listen and to see what the Lord is using to prick your heart, to stir up in you. And then whatever the priest adds to that, you will feel the stirring of the Holy Spirit and you'll be able to carry those readings with you throughout the week. I've included this passage in the description section if you'd like to read along there. I'll also try to have it scrolling as I'm reading it. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went, making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Now, in my own private reading and praying and reflecting on this passage, I will start with what stood out to me last first. I want to know who are the first and who are the last. The first thing that comes to mind when I think who are the first who might be last are, to be honest with you, priests, bishops, religious educators, theologians. And who are the last that I think of? Obviously, we all think of the humble people, the common worker, the simple person with their simple devotion. Now, I don't mean that those who are first, for example, priests and bishops and theologians, are necessarily last. These are very good things to be. And all of us who are involved in religious ministry, we have to be very careful that we put the Lord first and put ourselves last. So we can be any vocation in life, whatever God is calling us to be. If you're called to be a priest, put the Lord first. Be a priest, your priesthood, make that at the service of the Lord. It's very easy when we're religious figures, spiritual figures, to use God to serve our needs. We've seen in the news so often where bishops, bad bishops, and sinful human weakness comes forth, and they use their position of authority to use and abuse others, to put themselves in the spotlight for the sake of their own gain. So it's very easy to take advantage. But if we say Jesus first, God first, He's my first love. We put him first, then everything else will fall into place. So to be last means to be at the service of all. The Pope is at the service of all. Our priests are at the service of all. Theologians are at the service of all. And so we need to make sure that we always put the Lord first, because if not, we're going to be last. It's very common today to hear the argument or the question, is there a hope? Is there a good hope that all will be saved? There's no doubt that God does not desire the death of the sinner. He desires that all people be saved, that all of us become great saints. But the question still remains, will many be saved? And this same question was asked to our Lord, and our Lord has the right answer, and we should not doubt that answer. Is there a good, reasonable hope that all men will be saved? Jesus is asked this question. Lord, will only a few people be saved? And this is his answer, and this is the definitive answer. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. That's the answer. St. Paul tells us that we have to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. And if I'm going to be quite frank with you, this is a troubling saying. Because I, in my own life, have noticed, even though I've been going to Mass regularly on Sunday and been praying every day, I had been finding myself struggling, finding that I'm not strong enough. And many of you are in that same situation. Many people will send me messages and say, I'm stuck, I can't get out of it, I'm not strong enough, I'm weak. And that's among the people who are trying. Think of all the people we know in our lives. Think of all the people in your schools, all the people in your towns who have no religious affiliation, who have no devotion to the Lord. That's scary. Many of you have family members who don't practice the faith. Many of you have children who don't practice the faith, who are hostile to the faith. And that can be very scary when the Lord is saying, some will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. What do we do when we hear the Lord saying, I do not know you, I do not know where you are from? What can be our response? What I'm constantly pushing on this channel, Marian devotion. So if God forbid I'm ever in the situation where the Lord is saying, Gabriel, I don't know you. And I'll say, yeah, but I know your mom and she is with me. We have to be devoted to the Virgin Mary. She has a special place in our salvation. It is God's will that we go to him through his mother. He loves his mother more than anything else. He's pleased by his mother more than anyone else. And when we offer our lives to Mary, for Jesus, it is the greatest gift that we can offer to the Lord. So, are we wearing our brown scapular? Are we wearing our miraculous medal? Are we praying the rosary every day? For our friends and for our family who are away from the church, are we praying the rosary for them every day? It's a sacrifice. It's difficult. But the Lord says to strive. To guess to get yourself through the narrow gate, but to drag your family members along with you. I like to think of the rosary in many ways, but one way is like a chain, a rope, where bead by bead, yeah, I'm pulling myself up, I'm asking Our Lady for help, but I'm also using this as the net to drag my family members to heaven. There's a funny story that I believe Fulton Sheen said. St. Peter is supposed to have closed the door to some people who've rejected the Lord, and then yet people are still getting into heaven, and Jesus says, St. Peter, why are all these people in here? And St. Peter says, well, Lord, I closed the door, but your mom keeps letting them in through the window. So Our Lady is our life, our sweetness, and our hope, and we should do everything we can to spread Marian devotion. Jesus loves us, and he wants us to be saved and to be holy just like his mother, through his mother. He came into the world through her, and we should go back through her. Now, that's my little reflection for this gospel. I don't know what you're going to hear on Sunday, but I can assure you that just going over it once, even with my poor 2 cents thrown in after, is going to be beneficial because you'll have thought about this, you'll have prayed with this, and then things will stand out to you as you're hearing it again in Mass, and there's a special grace that comes with that. Now, despite that, so I'm saying you're going to experience a greater enlightenment during the gospel. I can assure you of that. But despite that, most of the people watching this video, most of you are not going to make a change in your everyday life. Just because I read it to you once does not mean that next week around this time as you prepare for Sunday Mass or you look forward for Sunday Mass, you're probably not going to open the Bible and go through the gospel. That's just human nature. So what I'm going to do, I have a Patreon account. In which that Patreon account, if you are a member, every week on Thursdays or around this time, I will release a video doing exactly what I just did, going through the gospel, putting the passage there for you, for you can print it out or you can read it on the site, and then giving you my 2 cents. And then that way, every week, week after week, you won't be hearing the readings from Scripture for the first time. Now, why do I have a Patreon account? I work in the media. I also do youth ministry and other things like that. But I have often lamented and said, man, the Catholic Church used to be number one in media. The Catholic Church used to be number one in art. The Catholic Church used to be number one in music. And now it seems like we're trailing behind. The Protestants are beating us. The atheists are beating us. The Muslims are beating us. We've got nothing. It's like we've got the worst of all this stuff. And then when we produce something, it's very cheesy. We used to be number one because people, artists, had people supporting them. When I started out on YouTube, as many of you know, I started out in my car with my phone. And then I had a devotion to Maximilian Kolbe. Maximilian Kolbe would say things like, we want the greatest for the Immaculata. When it comes to spreading the faith, we should use the greatest technology, the greatest means ever. And we don't realize as viewers that high quality productions, it costs money. I didn't realize that. So for example, when I started making YouTube videos, I didn't realize that I would need hard drives. So I've got like several, I've got 7 different hard drives. I put religious stickers on all of them to make sure that I don't have any spiritual warfare. But I didn't realize that I would have expenses like hard drives. And so what will happen is when people are trying to make high quality productions for the church, they'll end up having to charge to watch the video. That's why you'll go to religious stores, you'll see DVDs, and then you'll be like, wow, check this out. But the odds of you getting to be able to share that with your family and friends are very slim, because what are the odds that they're going to go to the store and buy that DVD or pay the money to see it if it's behind a paywall? So I offer all of my religious videos for free. God willing, they'll always be for free. You'll never have to pay a dime to see my high quality production videos. But if you would like to support me as a patron to help defer some of the costs associated with making productions, some of the time involved, I have a Patreon account. And at that Patreon account, there's various levels, like all Patreon accounts have. And at those various levels, you can get things like a miraculous medal. My miraculous medal that I wear is very unique. You can buy this blue medal anywhere. But in working with youth, I have found that sometimes the medals will fall off. Sometimes their chains will break. So with my miraculous medals, I put on a split ring because it makes it more difficult for it to come off the chain. I put it on parachute cord because it's indestructible and that doesn't rust and it'll last a long time. Also, I have wrist rosaries and I have brown scapulars that are better quality. And these things I wish we could just offer for free, but they cost money like all things do. So if you're a Patreon member, you'll get the weekly, you know, gospel reading. At the various levels, I will send you one of these sacramentals based on what level you sign up at. Also, I will give you early access to any video that I post that I'll be posting at Gabby After Hours. If you haven't noticed, Gabby After Hours is where I try to post higher quality productions. So I'll post early access, maybe 24 to 48 hours earlier. And also, as I'm working on a project, you'll be able to see any progress that I'm making, and I'll post a little clip just to kind of, you know, whet your appetite. So for example, the next video project that I'm working on that is more elaborate is the Rosary for Protestants. A lot of times I make videos on the Rosary and then those Protestants will be hitting me in the comment section. So we're gonna have a video completely dedicated to Protestants, and I'm gonna show you a short clip of that shortly. But again, I want to remind you, subscribe to Gabby After Hours, hit the bell notification, because a lot of times YouTube and the way they do things, you might be subscribed and not have seen that I've made like 3 videos and they're completely off of your radar. Also, go subscribe to my other channel, True Faith Talks, where I post talks and sometimes I'll do short fervorinos like this one that aren't going to be edited. They'll just be a little talk and discussion because some people for some reason like to hear what I have to say. God bless you. God love you. Enjoy this little video clip. Many people will criticize Catholics who pray the Rosary because they'll say it's vain repetition. Not all repetition is bad or vain. We're filming this segment in a park because it's at parks like these that families gather. And what is the one thing that families should and often do repeat to one another? The words, I love you. We read in the book of Revelation that the angels that sit before the throne of God, they repeat incessantly and for all of eternity, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." This isn't vain repetition because it's so full of significance and meaning. Repeating sacred scripture is not vain repetition because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. One of the most important moments in all of salvation history happens when the angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." This is so significant because this is the beginning of the coming of our Savior. So repeating these words isn't vain. In fact, it's the key to unlocking some of the most important moments in salvation history.